To me, it's very much a third women's revolution call to arms. She spoke of the need to dispel myths about ambition and success, chief among them the myth that success and ambition look like a straight line. Now, I guess it's no big surprise that the image of success created by men would be, yes, a long, folic-shaped straight line. But if we don't redefine success, the personal price we pay will get higher and higher. As the data shows, already the price is much higher for women than for men. Among career women who have stressful jobs, and which career woman doesn't, there is a nearly 40% increased risk of heart disease and a 60% increased risk of diabetes. And in the last 30 years, as women have made strides and gains in the workplace, self-reported levels of stress have gone up by 18%. Another Smith graduation speaker, Alistair Cook, notoriously told the class of 1954 that their way to the top would be determined by the men they marry. Well, I want to do old Alistair one better and tell you, don't get to the top by marrying someone.